This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We got 25 more minutes of learning left to go right here on, as Ed calls it, this here show.
This here show.
This here show on American Family Radio.
Kind of makes you think about Huckleberry Hound, doesn't it?
You know, I was wanting to hear a little Huck. And I think
I can almost hear him in my head.
I can hear him right now.
Mm-hmm. Fire department. Fireman Huckleberry speaking.
Oh, you gotta help me get the cap out of the tree. It's stuck up in the tree, there we go.
How's that? Said dog chase your kitty up a tree?
Yeah, you gotta get a ladder and help me get it down.
Yo, don't you fretting on, ma'am. I'll get that cat down in a hurry.
Right
Fire
there.
Department to the rescue again.
I tell you what.
Now, see, there's a generation or two
right.
that just don't know Huckleberry Hound.
Right. We had a caller earlier who likened my voice to that of Huckleberry Hound.
That's a discerning woman.
I'm going to take that as a compliment.
Right after there, hearing some of that?
Because that voice you just heard a few minutes ago right there, that's an American institution right
that's
there.
That's sincere. That was believable
Huckleberry
right there.
Huckleberry Hound.
Yeah.
I have had people tell me I sound like Dr. Phil before, and I guess that's, I don't know.
I can see that.
Dr. Phil?
I could see, you know.
Dr. Phil?
Well, I don't know if that's... maybe the guy with my pillow...
But
my name is Bill Lindell. We've got my pillow. This is going to be the best night's sleep you've ever had.
He was about to make a gift to us, JJ, but we appreciate you ruining that for us right here. I'm just kidding. All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We repeated our questions 6 or 7 minutes ago.
Oh, we're ready.
So let's
to
just
go.
Get back to the phones. And
we
get
go.
Rolling.
Well, I'm going to. Louisiana, and Wilbert is on the line, and I think Wilbert wants to make sure we understand how to pronounce that town.
Nacogdoches.
In Louisiana.
Wilbert, welcome to Trivia Friday.
But thank you, sir. How you doing today?
We're doing good. You're going to need to turn your radio down. There's a delay, we're getting feedback.
Yes, sir. I'm a local truck driver as well.
Oh, okay, local. All right, so there's over the road and then local. Okay.
Yes, sir, Mr. Ed. Yes, sir.
All
okay,
right.
It's pronounced, I'm in both of those towns at least once a week. So it's Nacogdoches, Texas, which run off of Highway 59, and it's Natchitoches, Louisiana, which run off of 49.
Huh.
Now, they're not spelled the same, though, are they?
No, sir. They're not spelled the same. I'm from southern Louisiana, and I had a problem with those two areas when I first got here until I looked at the map and see where they both was really located at. One's in Texas and obviously one is in Louisiana. But it's Nacogdoches, Texas, and it's Natchitoches, Louisiana.
Natchitoches.
Now, please don't actually spell them.
And are they both on the interstate? Same interstate?
Yes, sir. They both run right off the interstate.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
You know, that's a little bit confusing to the mailman, but Greenwood, Mississippi and Greenville, Mississippi are just side by side. Why would you do that to your mailman? The name of town, Greenwood
exactly.
and Greenville. And imagine who gets whose mail.
Right. Yeah.
I just say it's just wrong.
It's
one of those things.
There ought to be a law.
Yeah. Hey, Wilbert, you want to ask, answer, or both, my friend?
I want to do both. I'm going to answer the question Mr. Ed have about the juice.
All right. What professional football player was nicknamed the juice?
O.J. He would be getting out of jail pretty soon.
That's right. O.J. Simpson. I think
he was nicknamed the juice.
He was nicknamed the juice. His name is Orenthal James, but he was given the nickname O.J. from his teammates because they originally believed that his initials stood for orange juice. So they called him the juice. And as Wilbert says, he is, I think, scheduled to get out on parole, I think, as early as this weekend.
Now, before he went to prison and before he got and all the, you know, the murder scandal of his ex-wife, it was a very inspirational story, his life, his early childhood life, O.J. Simpson I'm talking about. I'm being serious about this.
Yeah.
He had rickets.
Oh, and I didn't know that.
Yeah, he had rickets.
That affects your legs, yeah.
He was from San Francisco. He had rickets. It affected his legs. That's why he kind of sort of ran bow-legged.
Yeah.
You know? But he went over to overcome that, and as we all know, he went on to be one of the greatest running backs in the history,
greatest ever
of pro football. And then he got into all the trouble. But anyway, I remember reading that story. Wilbert, what's your question for us, my friend?
Okay, sir. I have a Bible question. One that I've been confused on for a while, but I kind of figured it out. Okay, my question is, okay, God gave Moses the laws, which is the Ten Commandments, and he gave Abraham the promise, Father Abraham the promise. Now, with that being said, the Sabbath, I'm confused about the Sabbath, okay? Now, he gave Moses the Ten Commandments, he gave Father Abraham the promise. So, according to what I read and what I'm understanding, that Jesus healed on the Sabbath. And, you know, it's a parable that go with it. But the parable that stick out to me the most is that on the Sabbath, if your ox or your mule is thirsty, would you not need...
Hey, Wilbert, I don't mean to interrupt you, my friend. But you want to get to your question? Because we got a bunch of phone calls backed up here.
Okay, sir. Okay. So, do we live under Abraham laws, the covenant God made with Abraham, or do we live under both of them?
Gotcha. We'll answer that. Thanks, Wilbert. Take care. Ed, over to you, Ed.
Okay, well, first of all, let me say to Wilbert and others, these are questions for your pastor.
Yeah.
You know, and just because it's a trivia question, and we don't want to trivialize the Bible.
No, we don't.
So... but let me just give us quick a question. We live under a new covenant in the New Testament, and so we live under neither the old covenant, the Mosaic law, or some people see a covenant with Abraham. It was a covenant and a promise. There is some sense in the New Testament under which the promise of the blessing to Abraham is fulfilled through Christ. So, but these are the kind of questions you want to ask a church or your pastor, because we don't want to take important questions and treat them as trivial on trivia. But it's an excellent question,
good
Wilbert.
Answer.
And
you know, Ed, for
keep
that
Bible
answer,
studying.
I'm going to give you a free T-shirt.
I have one.
Well, but take this one too. I got two. Diane's got one.
All right, Diane's got one too. All right.
All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's go back to the phones.
We go back to the phones, and we go to Texas, and Jackson is on the line. Jackson, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello, how are you guys?
Hey, Jackson, thanks for calling, buddy. Appreciate it.
You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Mm-hmm. I want to do both today.
All right, which question do you want to answer, Jackson?
It was the six states in New England.
All right, what are the six states that make up the New England states?
That would be Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island.
Connecticut and Rhode Island. You got it, buddy.
Wow.
Now, why didn't the state of New York get in there?
Well, it's just that's a mid-Atlantic state.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I've often heard about New England and say, well, on the eastern shore or whatever. And I just assumed that New York was one.
Mm-hmm. It's not the New York and Pennsylvania, though. Those are called the mid-Atlantic states.
Right.
And New England are just those six states. I mean, I didn't make up that. That's just, I remember just from geography. So,
way to go, Jackson.
Way to go, Jackson.
What's your question for us?
Well, it's about my home state, so I'm going to see if you guys can answer it. What was the 15th state in the Union?
15th?
Yeah, number 15.
I'd say we guessed Texas.
Well, that's...
No, it wasn't Texas.
That's 1845. He said,
from Texas.
He said his home state.
That'd be
too easy. Be a giveaway. The 15th state. Don't answer, Jackson. Let's talk amongst ourselves.
Okay, it's going to be
some... 12 original colonies, which became
original.
The 12.
13.
Excuse me, the 13. Barack Obama's the 12, though. Are you sure?
I'm sure. Is it 13? Are there 13 original colonies?
You got 13, so now let's move west. And what were a couple added right after that? Is that going to be Virginia? Or was it?
Well, could
no, Virginia,
be.
Was Virginia was original member.
Florida wasn't, though, was it?
I'm going to say, do what?
Florida was not. I think it went as far down as Georgia.
Florida wasn't.
So it could be Florida, or it could be further west. It might
I think
be
let's go Florida.
Let's go Florida.
Okay, we'll go with Florida.
It is not Florida.
What is it?
Kentucky.
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 JJ, the pride of Owensboro, Kentucky, should know that, but he doesn't.
He is the pride of Owensboro no longer.
Here's what threw me off. Technically, Kentucky's not a state. Why y'all get that all goofed up? It's the Commonwealth, along with Virginia. Now, when people say there's 50 states, they're lying. Bald-faced liars. They're lying to you like a dog. There are not 50 states. There's only 48. Kentucky's not a state. Never has been a state. It's a Commonwealth.
I tell you what, Virginia.
So y'all, I tell you what, I want. The way you worded that question.
I want to party with you, brother. You're just a barrel of laughs right there.
Hey, I had a little
attitude problem.
I hate to just in case he happens to be listening, but I had a professor at a college. I won't say what state it is. When I wrote the chapter, Jonah had a whale of a time, and I mentioned about aviators and about getting my pilot's license. He took me to task and said, "You of all people ought to know you don't get a pilot's license. It's called a pilot certificate." And just gave me, rake me up, you know, and all this misleading when you know the right answer. And I wanted to write him back and say, I sure hope you're not telling people there are 50 states. Because you, of all people, should know there's only 48. Kentucky never has been a state, and it's not. It's a commonwealth. You know, right. But I thought
two could play that game, in other words.
That's right. So, you know, hey, I'm not going to be able to change everybody, and everybody considers it a pilot's license, so I'm going to go ahead and continue to say that.
Hey, Jackson, thank you so much for listening, and thanks for being on the show today.
All right, let's repeat our questions for the last time. We got 14 minutes left on the show. Let's repeat our questions.
Well, I just have one question remaining.
Don't introduce any new questions.
Yeah, how many teams are there in Major League Baseball? That's what I've got left.
Here's what I've got. What is the number 3.14 known as? It's not a short marathon. 3.14. And then what New York building completed in 1931 was at the time the tallest building in the world? I thought that would be too easy, but it remains on the list.
My questions are, in what TV show did Sheriff Andy Taylor first appear? It is not the Andy Griffith Show. Number two. What was the first animated series made for primetime network television? Made for primetime television. Now, not Saturday morning cartoons. This was first animated series made for primetime.
And it's a series, so we're not talking about a movie that might have played one time.
And my last question, who ran for president of the United States with the campaign slogan, a chicken in every pot and a car in every garage? And it wasn't Abraham Lincoln.
Oh, I failed to add this one up. Which TV detective kept a pet alligator?
Yeah.
And think way down south.
All right, let's go back to the phones.
Back to the phones we go. Arkansas, and Jay is on the line. Jay, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great.
Hey, Jay, thanks for calling.
You want to ask?
I think I want to do both. Yeah.
Oh, all right, good. Well, which question do you want to try to answer?
I think I'm going to go with the math question.
All right, Jay. What is the number 3.14 known as?
I believe that's pi.
You're exactly right. Way to go.
Pi, that was Albert Einstein? What, Jay?
I was hoping for bells.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's already been answered.
Cowbells.
That was earlier.
That was Albert Einstein, right?
Oh, I must have missed that.
This
is kind of hard to explain to you. What part of your body is the same length as the section of your arm between your wrist and your elbow?
What part of your body is the same length as the distance between your elbow, your wrist and your elbow?
All right, let me jump in here and say this.
That's correct.
A lot of people don't know how often they use the body for measurements. In fact, sounds like I'm just getting all crazy, but this... You can hold your arms out from side to side, and the distance between that is how tall you are. And
really?
And they would take their hand and stand their hand up to measure horses, hence how many hands tall is your horse. But there are a lot of those things that you can do that she's saying in the early days. Boy, the Lord knew what he's doing. You could get an exact measurement.
Almost say femur.
Okay, so would that be?
I think that'd be your shin. Which part of the leg is that?
From the knee to the ankle.
From the knee to the ankle.
That's the only guess. You, maybe you got from the knee to the hip.
My Uncle Luigi, that would be his nose. The same length from his wrist to his elbow. He had schnoz
Jay,
on him.
I would have to sing that song to get all the way down.
I'll give you a hint.
All right.
What's the hint?
You want a hint?
Yes.
The hint is it would help you buy a pair of shoes.
That's the size of your feet from your wrist to your...
Yeah.
Really?
Correct. It sure is.
Wow.
What? It'd do that. So we can see that.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen, my friend.
Contort yourself, Ed.
You can take your shoe off and put it up there.
When I go home this weekend, I'll get a measuring tape and see if it squares there.
That's good.
You tried to do that.
That is good. Jay, the chiropractors are glad you said that because there are a lot of people that are going to give them business after trying that this afternoon.
All right, Jay, thank you.
Have
Appreciate
a good weekend.
It.
Take care from the state of Arkansas, Jay Call. Back to the phones.
And back to Arkansas we go. Chris is on the line. Chris, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good afternoon or good morning, whatever it is.
Right.
Morning, Chris. Good morning, brother.
Good morning for you. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
All right. Which question you want to answer?
The one about the baseball.
Okay, how many teams are there in Major League Baseball?
There are 30.
30 teams, that
Way
is
to
correct.
Go. Way Very to go, good. Chris.
Excellent. Do you know that off the top of your head, or did you have to look it up?
I pretty much knew it. I double-checked to make sure.
Yeah.
Chris, who you pull for? Who's your team?
The Cardinals.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Arkansas
good.
Cardinal country.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just got eliminated last night. Don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. Sorry I brought that up.
Well, hey,
up.
If you want, you can root for the Red Sox.
That's right.
I don't think anyone's going to beat the Cleveland Indians.
We grew up in Kentucky rooting for St. Louis because it was the closest franchise near us.
Yeah. All right, Chris, what's your question for us?
Well, I'm also a truck driver, and so based on that, what does the term LTL in trucking refer to?
LTL?
LTL.
Yeah, so you'll see it in the back on. Sometimes you'll see it on trucks and trailers and say an LTL carrier.
Oh, I have seen that. I never even thought about what it might stand
LTL.
For. You guys have any idea?
Somebody has LTL issues.
LTL issues.
Here's the deal.
Okay.
There's been some times I've been over there on Facebook and I've seen something that called me the LOL. But the last time I LTL'd, my wife had to take me to the emergency room.
We don't know.
Chris, you don't know what to say to that, do you?
You don't want to LTL all over yourself. I can tell you that from experience.
All right, Chris.
I don't know how to respond.
Nobody ever does,
we
Chris.
We don't know the answer.
Nobody ever does.
We don't have the answer for your question, but I'm curious.
What is the answer?
It stands for less than truckload.
Less than
LTL.
That's industry talk right
less,
there.
Less than truckload.
Less than truckload.
In other words, less than truckload. In other words, you got a 53 foot trailer. You'd have multiple deliveries for that on that trailer.
Oh. Got, so how come it's not LTTL then?
I assume the is assumed. I don't
know.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
good enough for me.
Hey, we learned something.
But
You're trying to start an argument with him, Ed, with a caller there? Your little tea question? Huh? Trying to get people to stay listening.
Listen, you didn't say anything to JJ when he was saying Kentucky ain't a state.
All right,
Chris. Hey, thank you, brother.
Well,
appreciate
we're just trying to make... we're just trying to make people more smarter.
That's right. There you
good
go.
For you.
Hey, thank you, brother. Have a good weekend.
All right,
you know me.
Funny.
I'm always trying to start something.
Hey, we got
with
a lot of truckers listening.
Yeah,
what a blessing.
Yeah.
All right, back to the phones.
All right, back to Oklahoma. Stacy is on the line. Stacy, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. I'm glad I got through.
Well, we are glad you did as well. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both.
Which question you want to answer?
The question about the tallest building in New York City.
Here we go, Stacy. What New York building completed in 1931 was at the time the tallest building in the world?
The Empire State Building.
You're exactly
yes,
right.
Empire State Building.
You're exactly right.
And when it was built, it was great. The tallest, and then after King Kong got through with it, it was a little bit shorter. But you guys remember that? Yeah. I saw that documentary about
what
the time.
Was
that,
what was the girl's name?
Faye Ray. Yeah,
the queen
of Scream, as I think they called her for a while.
Stacy, great job. Hey, what's your question for us?
Well, what was the original capital of Oklahoma? Where was it located?
Well, the capital now is OK City, right?
Mm-hmm, correct.
The original?
What do you guys think? Maybe Norman? I'm going to talk amongst ourselves
Norman?
Here.
I'm going to say Norman.
Norman? Not Tulsa or anything? Norman?
It was Guthrie.
Guthrie,
mm-hmm. Oklahoma.
Yes. And then
under the cover of darkness, they moved it to Oklahoma City.
Did they really?
They actually literally did that, didn't they?
They really did. Mm-hmm, that's
Wait,
true.
Politicians that would do something underhanded?
Oh, man.
The cover of
closed doors?
I'm shocked. Shocked,
shocking,
I tell you.
Shocking, isn't it? Shocking, yes.
Because I think 2 or 3 years ago, somebody asked us
that question?
And I do remember, after she said in the cover of darkness,
right.
They
wow.
did that. They, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what led to the Alamo, if I remember right.
Yeah, that'll lead some people to think politicians are crooked.
Well, and you talk about adding an extra burden to the Chamber of Commerce, you know.
Right there.
And yeah. Guthrie.
Yeah.
Guthrie.
Yeah.
Hey, come to our steakhouse. Sorry.
Thanks,
Stacy.
Thank you, Stacy. Have a good weekend.
I got 3 questions that have not been answered here, gentlemen.
Mine are all answered.
Can we answer them for you, Tim?
Y'all want to try?
We can give it a shot.
Yeah, we're professors. Are you kidding me?
As Huckleberry Hound would say. All right, fellas, we about to try these. You ready, Ed?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Okay. In what TV show did Sheriff Andy Taylor first appear?
Oh, yeah, that was the Danny Thomas Show.
The Danny Thomas Show.
Oh, we got that one.
Did you know that, JJ?
No, but I know the next one.
Danny Thomas Show. All right. Whoa, pardon me.
Oh, man.
I've spilt coffee in the audience. In the room here. Let's see what we have here. That's why we don't like
coffee.
Next
one's about
the
animated...
What was the first animated series made for primetime television?
I'll let you do that.
I think it was Flintstones.
Flintstones. The Flintstones.
I remember being so excited about that. We get to watch a cartoon at night.
At night. Yeah. I remember that.
That was 1960.
And that saber-toothed lion would trick him and lock him out every time at the end of the show.
Yeah.
It started in 1960 and went to 1966.
Wow. Yeah. In prime time?
Well, I'll tell you what happened after they did that. They made Bedrock the state capital right after
Oklahoma.
Of popularity.
Thank you, Brent. Spilled a bunch of coffee here. So I was a little bit distracted here. Final question. Who ran for president of the United States with the campaign slogan, "A chicken in every pot and a car in every garage"?
I'm just going to guess. I think it's FDR.
I think it was Harry Truman.
It was a gentleman by the name of Herbert Hoover.
Oh,
Herbert
all right.
Hoover.
In 1928, Herbert Hoover ran for president of the United States with the campaign slogan, "A chicken in every pot and a car in every garage."
Which TV detective kept a pet alligator? You guys know?
Miami Vice.
Miami Vice, Sonny Crockett.
Sonny Crockett.
What have you got, Ed?
Sonny Crockett.
That's it. I'm done. All might have been answered.
Well, folks, next time we talk to you, it'll be October.
Oh, that's right.
And we'll have a surprise.
I got
you
that.
You like that?
October
JJ
surprise.
Got it.
I
yeah,
got it.
JJ,
yeah.
Did you get it?
I got it.
You get it?
A political thing there. October
yeah.
surprise.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, have a great weekend and be in church on Sunday, right?
Absolutely.
Amen.
And we'll see you back here on Monday. Take care, everybody.